Es chazor zu sechen nisch, was abach ich es chushah, gom nebam Yehuda, mesech zu Shabbos, daf ches. Abaye says, if someone takes a round reed basket, which is 10 tzvachim tall, and throws it from Rishal Yochid into Rishal Zerabim, so if it's 6 tzvachim in diameter, which means it has an area inside of 4x4 tzvachim, then with the height and the size, the basket really becomes its own Rishus, and therefore you'd be potter for throwing it into Rishal Zerabim from Rishal Yochid. Because you're not throwing a keli, you're throwing a Rishus, and you're not chayiv for throwing a Rishus into a Rishus. But if it's less than 6 tzvachim in diameter, then it's a keli, and therefore he'd be chayiv for throwing it from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. Rava says that even if it's less than 6 tzvachim in diameter, he would still be potter, because if it's 10 tzvachim high, it has to be that there's some of the reeds that stick out to even higher than 10 tzvachim. And if it sticks out to higher than 10 tzvachim, that means when it lands into Rishus HaRabim, it never fully lands in Rishus HaRabim, because there are some pieces of the reeds that are above the 10 tzvachim in Rishus HaRabim, which is in a Makom Patur. Therefore, since it never fully lands into Rishus HaRabim, he will be putter. If the basket was thrown in upside down, so like this, if the basket is a drop more than 7 tvachim tall, if the walls of the basket are 7 tvachim tall, then when he throws it in, he's chayiv. But if it's like 7.5 tvachim, then he's putter. And the reason is because if it's 7 plus a drop, then when it hits the place of love, it was just 3 tvachim to the ground, the whole basket is still within the 10 tvachim of the Sarab, and it's considered to have landed when it hits the area of love, and therefore when it hits the area of love, it's all considered to be in the Sarab. But if it's 7.5, then when it hits 3 tvachim to the ground, that's when it's considered to have landed. At that point in time, it's a half a tefach above the Sarab, so it's never considered to have, when it's considered to have landed in the Sarab, it's not fully in the Sarab, and just like the last case, therefore he will be putter. Ravashi says even if it was 7.5, you would be chayiv, because these walls, since they're really meant to contain things in the keli, they're not meant walls for outside of the keli, therefore we don't say love it on such walls. And it doesn't land until it fully lands in Rishus HaRabim. At that time, it's only 7.5 tvachim, it's all within the Rishus HaRabim, therefore you'd be chayiv. Ula said that if there's a pillar that's 9 tvachim high in the Rishus HaRabim, it has the din of Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim use it to fix and adjust the loads that they're carrying. So it comes out like this. If you have something which is in the Rishus HaRabim, which is less than 10 tvachim, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim, less than 3 tvachim, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim, because the people just walk on it. It doesn't disturb anybody. If it's between 3 and 9 tvachim, it does not get a din of Rishus HaRabim, because people don't walk on it, and it's also too short to be able to use for adjusting loads. But once it hits 9 tvachim, then it gets again the din of Rishus HaRabim, because at that point, the Rabbim uses it to adjust their loads. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, what about if you have a ditch in Rishus HaRabim that's 9 tefachim deep, so people could temporarily store things over there? Would that be considered Rishus HaRabim also or not? Rav Yosef said it will have a din of Rishus HaRabim. Rava says a ditch will not when it's 9 tefachim deep, because that's a tashmish al yedei adchak, and therefore it's not considered to be a real use, and therefore would not get a din of Rishus HaRabim. Bar Masna asked Rava, Raisa says if you have a box that's 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefachim high, it's in Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to transfer from inside the box to Rishus HaRabim and vice versa, because the box has a din of Rishus HaYochid. But if the box is smaller than that, you could transfer between the Rishus HaRabim and the box, because obviously the box then has the din of Rishus HaRabim. And the Raisa then says, and the same halacha applies to a ditch. L'chari, this means also that if a ditch is less than 10 tefachim deep, it has a din of Rishus HaRabim. This is Shver according to Rava. Rava says that this last statement of the Braisa is referring to back to the first statement of the Braisa, meaning that if the ditch is 4x4 and 10 tefachim deep, it will not have a din of Rishus HaRabim. But not the next step, that if it's only 9 tefachim deep, that it will have a din of Rishus HaRabim. That not. Braisa says if someone wants to make his Erev Tchumen in the Rishus HaRabim, so he finds a ditch to put it into, so if it's less than 10 tefachim deep, then it's a good Erev Tchumen, because he can get to it on Shabbos. Obviously, you see that when it's less than 10 tefachim deep, it is considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim, because you have to be able to get the Erev in order for it to be an effective Erev. Sometimes Rava says that even though it says Rishus HaRabim, the Brice, it actually means a Carmelis, and other times Rava would say that the Brice is talking about where the Erev was in a Carmelis, and since a Carmelis is only Drabbanon, so that means Ben HaShmash is when there is no, when we don't have Gzeiros Drabbanon, during Ben HaShmash, you would be able to get it. And the Erev only has to be effective to be able to get during Ben HaShmash. That's why it's an effective Erev. Rav actually brings a raya from a Braisa that a Tashmish al Yedei Adchak is not considered to be a proper use and would not get the din of Rishus HaRabim. Yehuda said, picking up a bundle of reeds, just lifting it onto its edge and pushing it down, and onto its edge again, pushing it down, and moving it in that way, you would be putter. You're not chayiv unless you actually lift up the entire thing at once and move it all at once. Raisa earlier said, if someone's staying on the threshold of a house, he can transfer it to within the house, and he can transfer also to within Rishus HaRabim. This must be talking about a threshold that's a Makom Patur, like, for example, doesn't have an area of 4x4 tvachim, and that's because that's the only way you could be able to transfer from there into Rishus HaYochid, and also into Rishus HaRabim, in a lechatchila takeaway. But the Braisa said that the person standing on the threshold should not take from inside the house and then pass it into Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. But if someone does do that, all three people involved would be putter. The person inside the house, the person on the threshold, the person in the Rishus HaRabim, they would all be putter. This seems to slug up Rava, because Rava says if someone transfers something four amas in the Rishus HaRabim, but he does so by carrying it more than 10 tefachim off the ground, which is really a makom patur, he's still chayiv. So he says that even though it goes through a makom patur, it's chayiv. By us, we just said, if it goes from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but through the makom patur, he'll be potter. Mara says it's not shver on Rava because Rava's case is talking about where it never came to rest in the makom patur. That's why it's chayiv. The Brisa is talking about where it came from Rishus HaYachid, it rested in the makom patur, and then it went into Rishus HaRabim. That's why he would be potter, but otherwise he wouldn't be potter, so the Brisa is not shver on Rava.